She pressed her ear to the door. Groan. The sound was deep and throaty, almost like the sound of a man, well, getting off. She cupped her hands over her mouth. I can't believe this guy. The clock was ticking, and it was really rude to keep someone waiting so he could wank it. She gave the door another hard knock. Listen, buddy, if you're doing anything but dying, you better open this door or I'm leaving, and I'm pretty sure you don't want that. The man groaned again, but this time the sound was so deep and hard it sent shivers up her spine and down to her nether region. His voice was just so damn sexy. What? Sadie, what's wrong with you? Oh, come on, buddy. Knock, knock, knock. Can't you do that later? She suddenly heard some rustling, and then the sound of something large thumping on the floor. The door flew open, and a huge man, wearing partially unzipped leather pants, stood panting in the doorway, no underwear, his pants barely holding up to his hips, and slung low on his muscular torso. She could see a dark patch of hair and the base of his cock, which looked hard as hell, straining against the inside of his pants. She gulped. The man was hung. Her eyes moved up over the snug fabric of his black t-shirt, the muscles of his chest and arms stretching it to its limits. She was sure this guy was some sort of weightlifter or martial arts enthusiast. Or the next Thor, just like Bob had said. When her eyes finally got to his face, two intense turquoise eyes burned right through her, stopping her breath for several heartbeats, until her brain registered the fact that it was the same face who'd visited her the last two evenings in two unwelcome, very erotic dreams.
So we meet again, meet wench.
His sinful lips flashed a smug little smile.
Why am I not surprised to see you here begging for more?